This is an Alert USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. This week in security news, on 9 occasions this week, Alerts USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding a variety of safety and security matters, most important for this report. Beginning last Saturday afternoon, subscribers were some of the first in the U.S. to learn of Iran's launch of a missile and drone attack on Israel. Codenamed Operation True Promise, Iran said the attack was in retaliation for a missile strike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus, Syria, earlier in the month, which killed several high-ranking members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and destroyed the building. Several countries in the region closed their airspace prior to Iran launching the attack, which involved an estimated 170 drones, over 30 cruise missiles, and more than 120 ballistic missiles, all directed against Israel and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Most of the inbound weapons were eliminated before entering Israeli airspace with help from American, British, French, and Jordanian forces. The IDF used Arrow 3 and David Sling missile systems to shoot down others. Yemen's Houthi rebels also sent drones, and Hezbollah in Lebanon launched rockets into the Golan. Only a handful of missiles managed to get through the defenses, causing just modest damage to an airbase in the Negev Desert. The significance of this attack by Iran cannot be understated, as it involved the first ever direct strikes launched from Iranian territory onto Israeli soil. This marks a major shift in strategy from relying on regional proxies such as Hezbollah and Hamas to direct attacks, and the prospect of further escalation. In related news, on Monday, Alerts USA subscribers were notified of a security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Australia, urging vigilance following the weekend mass stabbing at Bondi Junction Mall in Sydney. Six were killed and more than one dozen injured in that attack. Later on Monday, Alerts USA subscribers were notified that synagogues, Jewish community centers, and schools across the U.S. were on heightened alert following Iran's attack on Israel and the Australia mass stabbing incident. Left unreported in most news coverage was the fact that the Bondi Junction area of Sydney is home to the largest Jewish community in Australia and the largest synagogue in the Southern Hemisphere. On Thursday, Alerts USA notified subscribers of Israel's response to Iran's attack with their own strikes on targets in central Iran, Syria, and Iraq. Pentagon sources say the Iranian target of the Israeli strike were air defense missile batteries and radars just outside of Esfahan, which are intended to protect the Natanz nuclear facility. The objective appears to have been to send a simple message that Israel is more than capable of reaching their targets. Following Israel's strike, the U.S. Embassy restricted U.S. government employees and their families from personal travel outside of the greater Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Beersheba areas until further notice. Shifting to the home front, on Thursday, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned an audience at Vanderbilt University that China has made clear it considers every sector of U.S. society as fair game in its bid to dominate on the world stage, and that its plan is to strike civilian critical infrastructure to try to induce panic and break America's will to resist. Quoting Director Wray, "The fact is, the PRC's targeting of our critical infrastructure is both broad and unrelenting, and the immense size an expanding nature of the CCP's hacking program isn't just aimed at stealing American intellectual property. It's using that mass, those numbers, to give itself the ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing." Director Wray went on to explain that this risk isn't new. As an example, CCP-sponsored cyber actors pre-positioned themselves to potentially mount cyber offenses against American energy companies in 2011. Targeting 23 different pipeline operators. In travel security news, in addition to the embassy security alerts mentioned earlier and the recent call by the Islamic State for attacks targeting Christians and Jews in the U.S., Europe, and Israel, there is also a U.S. State Department worldwide caution in effect, warning of the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or other violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The State Department is urging U.S. citizens who are anywhere outside of the country to exercise increased caution and maintain a low profile, particularly in locations frequented by tourists, and to get registered with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you are in or planning to visit. This is as simple as visiting the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program website at step.state.gov. In addition to U.S. government travel guidance, it is also highly useful to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and U.K. governments to see what those nations have to say about your destination, as the content of security assessments can and do vary widely. Links to those foreign government sites can be found in the weekly Threat Journal email newsletter. If you are not a Threat Journal subscriber, simply visit threatjournal.com to sign up. The weekly publication is free, and a copy of this week's issue will be immediately sent to you via email. New subscribers also receive a powerful report titled Deadly Verses, 164 passages about jihad from the Quran. If you want to understand what drives the barbarism unleashed by Hamas in their October 7th attack on Israel, not to mention that which the world experienced over multiple years with the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, this report brings things into sharp focus. The document also includes a primer on Islam, as well as clear explanations of their trilogy of holy books and Sharia law, a side-by-side comparison with Christianity on key religious doctrines, and much more. Visit threatjournal.com to sign up for the newsletter and to download your copy. If you would like to receive Homeland Security-related threat and incident alerts on your mobile device, such as those mentioned in this podcast, visit alertsusa.com. Alerts USA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of breaking incidents of national significance, as well as any new alerts, warnings, or advisories impacting the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. This has been an Alerts USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, April 20th, 2024.